The man charged with the 1997 murder of Megan Louise Rose on the Sunshine Coast is expected before court again today. Keith Lees has been in custody since his arrest in New South Wales on the 2nd of January, the case to be mentioned in Maroochydore Magistrates Court. Police want us to enjoy the long weekend, but to do so safely. Officers will be out conducting RBTs, targeting drivers doing the wrong thing. In previous years, police have noticed a spike in alcohol-fuelled violence and antisocial behaviour, along with drink and drug driving. While additional police officers will also be deployed to Noosa North Shore.
We will be focusing heavily on the Fatal Five, in particular drink driving and hooning. If you see us, expect to get pulled over.
Sergeant Nathan Richards there. Authorities say they'll wait for the outcome of the coroner's report before making any recommendations to improve safety at Wapper Falls. It follows the tragic deaths of two teenagers at the popular swimming hole near Yandina on Sunday. Five people have drowned there since 2007. The area does have warning signs and is known to be very dangerous after heavy rain and flooding. And it'll be cooler over the weekend, but first we have to get through another scorcher today. Maroochydore is set to reach 36 degrees and 37 in Nambour. Queensland Ambulance Service Senior Operations Supervisor Doug Buchanan says heat stress can happen suddenly and is very serious, and these are the signs to look out for.
Things like dry mouth and eyes, headache, shortness of breath, vomiting, muscle cramps. It could even lead into dizziness, nausea, and tragically into seizures. And that's a real medical emergency. Call 000 if they find themselves with any of those signs and symptoms developing.